Scientists at Harvard University announced today that they've made 17 new lines of human embryonic stem cells, and they said they'll give the cells to any scientist who wants them. But there's a catch. Researchers can't use federal money to study these cells because of two-year-old federal guidelines. And as NPR's Joe Pelka reports, some scientists feel these restrictions have slowed the pace of research.
Doug Melton's son Sam and daughter Emma both have diabetes. Harvard University's Melton is one of many researchers who believe that human embryonic stem cells may someday be especially useful for treating diabetes. The stem cells would replace the pancreatic cells that make insulin that are destroyed by the disease. But Melton has been frustrated. Because creating embryonic stem cells means destroying an embryo, the Bush administration restricts federally sponsored stem cell research to a small collection of stem cell lines. Melton didn't think those would be enough, so he developed 17 new lines. In a conference call with reporters, Melton said the lines he's developed appeared to grow better in the lab than most.
Scientifically, we don't understand the reason for that, whether that has to do with genetic variation in the donors or something to do with the way labs treat the cells differently. But that's one of the important reasons for sharing them broadly with other researchers, as we can begin to sort that out.
Details of how Melton created his stem cells and how to keep them growing in the laboratory appear in an issue of the New England Journal of Medicine that's being released online today. But anyone who wants Melton's cells will have to use private money to study them, because they are not one of the limited number of lines the Bush administration has approved for federal research support. Although the administration has in theory approved funding for about 75 lines, only 15 are actually available to researchers. Larry Goldstein at the University of California, San Diego, plans to ask for Melton's cell lines.
What's going to be extremely tricky is I'm going to do some work with the federally approved lines, which I can use federal dollars for, and then I've got to wall off another piece of my lab where I have to have completely independent accounting and funds to work with these lines from Melton and Harvard. It's hardly the most efficient way of bringing scientific research to the American public, but you got to do what you got to do under these current guidelines.
Goldstein thinks the Bush administration guidelines are misguided and have slowed the pace of research.
I mean, you'll never know. We can't go back in time and try again. But it's just apparent that the federal policy has really thrown a wet blanket over the field, and it just has moved really quite slowly relative to what we've seen with other technological breakthroughs in other branches of biomedical science.
The reason Goldstein and others are excited about the potential of embryonic stem cells is those cells' ability to turn into any cell type in the body. Many diseases, including Parkinson's disease and diabetes, are caused when a single type of cell stops working properly. Embryonic stem cells represent a potentially inexhaustible supply of replacement cells. Gordon Keller studies stem cells at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York.
I think it's a very, very important field. I think we're at very early stages of understanding how we direct embryonic stem cells to make different cell types. And as we work our way through the different developmental stages, we will have success in making the specific type of cells that we want.
Keller is confident of success, but like many others in the field, he thinks federal funding restrictions will postpone the day success is achieved. Joe Pelka, NPR News, Washington.